With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And through 10 weeks of the NFL season, the pandemic season, the New Orleans Saints are still the number one seed right now in the National Football Conference to go to the Super Bowl after yesterday's win over the injury-depleted San Francisco 49ers, the team that went to the Super Bowl last year from the NFC, the National Football Conference. And we know they lost last year to the Kansas City Chiefs. But the Saints are looking good. One thing that sucks about yesterday's win, quarterback Drew Brees left the game, banged up his ribs. Jameis Winston came in and replaced him. And I wondered what they would do if that ever happened, because there's three quarterbacks on the team, as you know. You got Drew Brees, and then you've got Taysom Hill, and then you've got Jameis Winston. But Taysom Hill plays a few different positions on the offense. He also plays on special teams as well. And I was always wondering if something happened to Drew Brees, which one of those two guys Sean Payton would put into play. Well, you don't need to ask that question anymore because we know it's Jameis Winston. Because Taysom Hill plays too many other positions, I guess, just to come in and play quarterback. And, I popped onto social media late in that Saints game yesterday. Popped onto Facebook, and I saw a couple of my Facebook friends, big Saints fans, absolutely freaking out that Jameis Winston was in the game. What in God's name is he doing in the game? Why isn't Taysom Hill playing? But the Saints had the win. Something else the Saints made news for. Before yesterday's game, we found out about this on Saturday. If you go back to two games ago, after the Saints walloped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, video went viral from inside the Saints locker room of the Saints dancing. They play bounce music, and they dance. Now, Sean Payton looks pretty ridiculous when that's happening. And everybody got it. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people got a kick out of the Saints dancing videos. They've done that before. Well, the problem was that nobody in those dancing videos in the locker room was wearing a face mask and nobody was social distancing. And the NFL now looks like they're going to come down hard financially on the Saints, and they're going to whack them for a bunch of money. They're going to get fined, it looks like, by the NFL. Because as we've talked about, we talked about it on Friday, right now, as we sit here on November 16th, right now, coronavirus is worse in the United States than it's ever been. And it's going to be worse tomorrow. It's going to be worse on Wednesday. It's going to be worse on Friday. And they're saying now that Joe Biden's corona people, his corona task force, are much worse than the virus itself. Joe Biden, when he becomes president in January, from what everyone is saying, is going to lock down this country for 4 to 6 weeks. Here's why I don't agree with that. Because in 4 to 6 weeks after he locks down the country, when he says, okay, people, come on out. People will come out and the coronavirus will spread again. The numbers will go right back up again. That's what's going to happen. Unless he keeps people locked down until the vaccine becomes available, but that's going to be April for most people. They're figuring March for the people who are in the biggest trouble when it comes to coronavirus. That's the elderly, the already sick, and the obese. They're gonna be getting the shots first, and then the first responders will get them, EMTs, police, fire, that again, teachers. And then the rest of us will get it, and they're figuring sometime in April, and it's going to be two shots. It's going to be one shot, and you wait a little while, and then it's going to be a second shot.
Correct me if I'm wrong. In order for the Saints to even play a game, all of them have to test negative, right? Everybody in the locker room, the coaching staff, they have to test negative to even get inside the dome to play. So even though everyone in that room was negative, the NFL still wants to come down on them. So I'm guessing it's more of a visual thing. Like, it's just the optics of it that these men who are all coronavirus negative aren't wearing masks and aren't social distancing, even though they all tested negative before the game and during the game. And I'm quite sure they were still negative after the game.
They tested negative to play football.
Yes.
They did not test negative to dance in the locker room.
So they got coronavirus between the end of the game and the way to the locker room, and they could be a super spreader? Maybe.
Well, I'm just telling you what the NFL is saying. So they're looking at fines and penalties from the NFL. But a good win. And the only thing we're waiting to find out now is how long Drew Brees' injury is going to keep him out. He banged up his ribs when he got sacked. And he played a little bit longer, a few more plays after that, but then once halftime came around, he probably started bothering him, and at halftime he said to the coach, Coach Payton, it's bothering me. And so that's why they went with Jameis Winston. And it'll be interesting to see if that's how they stay, if they're going to continue to play Jameis Winston, or if they have now a whole week of practice without Drew Brees. If they will adjust a couple of things offensively and play Taysom Hill, as their starting quarterback.
It's kind of hard to throw with bruised ribs.
So we'll see how long Drew Brees is having a great season, back to being an elite NFL quarterback, which he always has been. But I know the beginning of this season he wasn't throwing the ball very long and it had some people concerned, but. Right now, Drew Brees is still playing as an elite NFL quarterback, and we'll see how long those ribs bother him and keep him out. All right, coming up on the show, do you know what happened this past weekend in New Orleans? I mean, it happens every year in New Orleans, but it even happened this year, even with coronavirus. Do you know every year something called Naughty in Nawlins comes here? Do you know what that is?
I'm assuming it's a swingers ball.
We will explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Do you know what happened this past weekend? At the end of last week here in New Orleans. It happens every year, and it even happened this year during coronavirus. Naughty in Nollins. It's the Swingers Convention here in the city of New Orleans. Now, this convention isn't like most conventions that come to New Orleans. And they go to the Montreal Convention Center. By the way, you seen the Montreal Convention Center? They are hurting for money. They have gone at least $30 million into their own private, we don't have any money funds. Because conventions just aren't coming here the way that they used to because of coronavirus. But you could add the Montreal Convention Center to the list of businesses that are in all kinds of financial trouble because of this virus, because of this pandemic. But anyways, Naughty New Orleans started last Wednesday night. And it was downtown here at the Nopsey Hotel. But there weren't nearly as many people, not nearly as many swingers that came to this year's swinger convention, Naughty in New Orleans, than usually come. And again, this happens every year. Here in the city, you know, it's something that if I were married, I would not be a swinger. I would not want to see my wife with other dudes. Maybe another decent looking woman. That's a different story. I don't think that's the swinger lifestyle.
Oh well, you know, now that gays and lesbians can get married, it's a possibility that if you go to a swingers club, you can hook up with a lesbian married couple and. You and your wife can hook up with the lesbian married couple, and you'd have three women.
It could be, I guess, Coleman.
Yeah.
Well, last year, there were about 2,000 swingers who showed up for Naughty in Nollins. This year, there were only about 250.
As predicted, it always has to be an even number because you have to be a couple to get in. So it's always going to be an even number.
You wouldn't see 251?
Probably not. Unless they come from Utah where there's Mormonism and the Mormons were swingers and polygamists and they came with like an odd number couple.
And they checked into the Nopsey Hotel here in New Orleans on Wednesday night and I believe it went through Saturday. And I think a lot of people went home either Saturday night or yesterday. That's when they left. And they had to have on bracelets. Your bracelet saying that you tested negative for coronavirus.
What about the other diseases?
And people had to wear masks.
What about the other diseases? You would think they have to get tested all the way around if you're going to a swingers club. Like, you have to get tested for STDs, herpes, gonorrhea, all of it. But they have to make sure that they got the COVID braces because, of course, that's the most important one out of all the viruses, right?
Well, the guy who's in charge, Coleman, his name is Bob Hannaford, and he's 54 years old. He's the host of the four-day Naughty in Nawlins swingers gathering. And he said that the mask over the mouth and nose, that's the new condom. And in the interview that I read, you know, he said there was a time when they thought the swingers convention would cease to exist. And that was right after HIV and AIDS. But what's interesting is, you know, before HIV and AIDS, I guess these swingers had unprotected sex. But once HIV and AIDS came in, they started wearing condoms and no masks. You didn't need a mask for HIV or AIDS.
Still probably had your anti-AIDS bracelet, though. You wore the bracelet saying you tested negative for HIV and AIDS.
Well, that was 40 years ago. And you know, the vaccine for HIV never came. So I guess the swingers just got into the habit of wearing condoms to protect themselves. And the 250 who showed up in New Orleans this weekend, they were wearing face masks, which, and they looked like most other people, because anywhere you go in this city, you have to wear a face mask.
So you mean to tell me these swingers who used to have these wild swingers party with unprotected sex, when they had a pandemic that was threatening their lifestyle, they took their own precautions without the government having to mandate anything?
They kept each other safe.
So you mean to tell me it's possible that people can make their own decisions to keep themselves safe without having to shut down anything, without having to be mandated anything? And I'm quite sure maybe back then the number of AIDS was probably, like, it spread. I don't know, maybe. AIDS was kind of just as devastating then as coronavirus is supposed to be today. Yet the swinger club survived just by taking their own necessary precautions.
That's right.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, the 250 swingers that were in town this weekend, they kept each other safe. They looked out for each other.
How about that?
If you're listening right now, is that something that would interest you and your wife? Like I said, if I was married, I've had plenty of long-term relationships with women. I don't think I would ever really want to see them doing sex with another man. Again, an attractive woman, a little bit different. Double standards apply. But I wouldn't want to watch some other guy with my woman. If you're listening right now, is that... something that would interest you? I mean, if you've been married for a long time and have things gotten that bland where you would like to see your wife swing?
What if your wife wants to see you with another woman?
Well, I mean, we could always talk, but how many wives, how many girlfriends, how many women are going to want to see that?
Well, this year, 250 of them.
Well, that's how many came to town this past weekend for the annual Naughty in Nawlins Swingers Weekend. And look at that. They still had their convention, a lot less of them than normal, but they still had their convention even during coronavirus. Text us, though. Is that something you would want to do with your wife? I don't see many people saying yes. Text us at 504-260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving. And keep your text short. And if it's good and adds to our show, we'll read it coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we were talking about something that happened in New Orleans this past weekend. It was the annual four-day Naughty in Nawlins Swingers Gathering, Swingers Convention. Even during coronavirus, It wasn't the 2,000 swingers that came into town last year for this annual swingers fest. They had about 250 people show up, and they had a show that they were negative for coronavirus, and but they looked out for each other.
So the swingers convention, was it in full swing this year?
Not full swing.
Maybe 25% swing.
And I was saying that, you know, it's something that I understand if that's what floats your boat. Everybody's different, different strokes. I get all of that. But if I were married, I wouldn't want to see my wife doing sex with another dude. And I've been in several long-term relationships, and that's not something I would ever want to see. Not now, maybe a pretty woman with my wife. All right, well, my girlfriend, that again, call it a double standard, whatever the case may be. But I wouldn't want to see that. And I asked you to text us if that's something that you would do. I mean, are you in a relationship where you and your significant other, you and your wife would actually swing?
This first text says, my husband and I have been swingers for years now. It's an interesting lifestyle and not for everyone. I enjoy seeing him with other women, and he enjoys seeing me with women as well as other guys. But out of all the relationships I ever had, he was the only person that I felt comfortable enough and at least self-conscious enough in order to do this.
So she has no problem seeing her husband do sex with another woman.
Clearly.
Wow.
This text says, it wouldn't bother me. I've been with my wife long enough to have that trust and respect. It would be pure fun for me. So I'm guessing this is a guy who's never done it, but he'd be okay with it because he's been married for so long that I guess it's something new to experiment with. This text says, the reality in swinging is that there's all sorts of different taboos that turn people on, from I can't say that on the air to humiliation. It's all on the person. If it turns you on and makes you happy without victimizing or hurting others, go for it.
All right, and this year, the mask over the face and nose is basically like the condom, and they were able to do it. Again, a lot less people showed up, but they looked out for each other. That there was no government telling them what they needed to do. They looked out for each other.
I wonder what the mayor's gonna say about this. Y'all did what?
No, they just stay. What they do, they learned to swing another day. That's what they did here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterland Morning Show. Have an update on a story we did last week on the show. Do you remember, if you were listening, we told you about a woman who's a politician in Portland, Oregon. She's actually the city commissioner. And she was taking an Uber, actually it was a Lyft ride, a ride share. And she got into the Lyft car and she wanted the Lyft driver to roll up his windows. And the Lyft driver said, no. With the coronavirus and everything, I feel safer with the windows down. The city commissioner of Portland, Oregon was so upset about that, she called 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, by the way, maybe I forgot to tell you that this particular city commissioner of Portland, Oregon, her name is Joanne Hardesty. She's been leading the charge to defund the police in Portland, Oregon. So a woman who is leading the charge to defund the police calls 911. She calls the police from the back of her Lyft car because she wants the Lyft driver to roll up his windows, and he says he doesn't want to. She's chilly. And so that's when the Lyft driver then pulled into a gas station and said, your ride's over. She said, I'm not getting out here. And then he waited until another Lyft driver came to pick her up. I believe a cop showed up too, but there were no charges filed. So do you remember that story? And I said, boy, the irony. Here's a city commissioner of Portland, Oregon. Her name is Joanne Hardesty. She's been pushing to defund the cops, and she's not happy with her Lyft driver. So what does she do? She calls the cops. And by the way, while she's been saying we need to defund the police department here in Portland, Oregon, one of the reasons she said they need to do that is because most of the people, most of the 911 calls that come in are not emergencies, just like hers. Just like hers. So here's an update on that story. Are you ready for the update? I never said her race when we talked about this last week. I just said the city commissioner from Portland, Oregon, named Joanne Hardesty. Well, come to find out, she happens to be a black woman, and she now is blaming white supremacists for her calling 911 from the back of the Lyft car.
She's blaming white supremacists or white supremacy?
White supremacists, Coleman.
So I'm guessing the driver was white? Was that the white supremacist of why she had to call the police?
I'll tell you what she said. She says that she acted out of fear of white supremacists. She says, quote, "This is another example of being black in America and being put in a position where I have to be the one to look out for my personal safety. I didn't expect the Lyft driver to do it. Certainly didn't expect the police to do it. It was my responsibility to make sure I got home safe. When you're living in a city where white supremacists are proudly riding around in their big trucks with their flags, and you're a black person, and somebody wants to put you on the side of the road at night, not gonna happen."
Wait, now I'm confused about the timeline of the story. I thought she called the police because the Lyft driver kicked out and she wanted the Lyft driver to bring her home, right? So she's saying she called the police because she was afraid that being stuck on the side of the road, white supremacists were just going to happen to show up with their trucks and flags to come and get her.
She called the police because she was unhappy, Coleman, that the Lyft driver would not roll up his windows. So when she was arguing with him, he said, "I'm pulling in this gas station and this ride is over," which is his right to do.
True.
It's his business. If he's got an unruly person in the back seat, like the city commissioner of Portland, Oregon, who's given him all kinds of crap about the windows, he has the right as a business owner to pull his business, his car, to the side of the road and say, "Get out." And that's what he did. He pulled into a gas station.
And he was worried about his safety, his coronavirus safety. That's why he had the windows down. He was looking out for his own personal safety.
She didn't want to get out in the gas station. She was afraid. And then another Lyft driver showed up. So she got out of one Lyft driver's car and got into another Lyft driver's car.
So the Lyft driver stayed with her.
She's blaming the whole thing on white supremacists.
But the Lyft driver stayed with her the entire time until the other Lyft driver showed up to come and get her. So, you know, she was still sort of safe. The guy just wasn't moving the vehicle. But you're right. That is a ridiculous, like to say, "Look, I am so afraid of white supremacists showing up that I'm going to call the police for protection from the white supremacists." But you want to defund the police because you're saying that the police are the ones going around shooting black people anyway. So you call the people that you say are shooting black people to come protect you from white supremacists that you think are going to kill black people.
She seems like the type of person, Coleman, who blames everything on white supremacists, white supremacy, and racism. There are some people out there who blame everything on that. This was her problem for bitching about the Lyft driver not rolling up the windows, and he said, "Oh yeah, this ride's over. I don't have to put up with this crap from you." But what does she do? She pulls the race card and she blames it on white supremacy. And you know, I hadn't heard people talk about white supremacists and white supremacy in a while. You know, I've heard people talk about racism, But I haven't heard people talk about white supremacist or white supremacy until Donald Trump became president. And there were people, I remember that woman who used to work for ESPN, Jamal Hill, flat out called Donald Trump a white supremacist.
Well, they had to switch the fears because, you know, as soon as Donald Trump got into office, they had a terrorist attack and we bombed them. We sent like so many Tomahawk missiles and we dropped the Moab on them. So we didn't have any Islamic terrorists going on. So they had to switch the fears to something else since the terrorists kind of chilled out. So they had to switch it from the terrorists to the white supremacists. That was the new fear that they had to use.
I think when she was wrong, when she realized she was wrong, she's in the back of a Lyft car. She's unhappy with her Lyft driver for keeping the windows down. She asked him to roll the windows up. He said no. She bitched about it. And he said, this is my business. Get the hell out of my car. Everything that happened in that scenario, he was right. The Lyft driver was right. He even waited for another Lyft driver in the gas station while she got out of his car and then got into the other Lyft car. And so then what happens after that? She, again, the city commissioner of the city of Portland, Oregon, her name is Joanne Hardesty, she blamed white supremacists. And she's in government. And she's continuing to call for the defunding of the police in the city where she's the city commissioner, Portland, Oregon. She seems a bit confused. All right, coming up on the show. You know, during the presidential election, Pornhub said in those few days after the presidential election, remember how we had to wait through Wednesday and Thursday and Friday? Pornhub said their business was fantastic during those few days. And we're going to tell you the porn searches that they say people searched for. And they have it broken down by states. Louisiana. Wait, do you hear Louisiana? That's coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, has issued a stay-at-home order. And she even says for Thanksgiving, she doesn't want people to go and do Thanksgiving like they normally do because of coronavirus. She says Chicagoans should only go out when it is absolutely necessary. For example, if they have to shoot somebody. On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And during election week, people were stressed out. A bunch of people were stressed out here in America. And remember, election day was Tuesday, and then we didn't find out who won until Saturday. And so those days in between Tuesday and Saturday, the company Pornhub said that they were really busy. And they just released the top porn searches per state during election week. You know what it was in Louisiana? It's kind of embarrassing.
You think?
Popeye's porn.
I didn't even know such a thing even existed.
Either did I. That Louisiana hunted for Popeye's porn.
Chicken.
In Texas, next door, they searched Sex Mex.
Wait, what? Sex Mex?
Sex Mex.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Well, that was just here and there. But Pornhub released their depiction of the top relative searches by each state made during election week. This was something. Some of the terms were garden variety. Like in Alabama, big booty is what was searched for the most on Pornhub.
I can understand that. Alabama lacks big booties.
Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, their most popular Pornhub search was POV.
That's point of view. That means you're seeing everything from the point of view. It's like somebody straps a GoPro to their head and you're seeing how they do sex from their perspective. See, it's a point of view.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
In Oklahoma, cheerleader porn.
That's basic.
Basic, yeah. But out of all of these so far, well, I guess outside of big booty, I think cheerleader porn would probably be the most, well, normal.
Yeah, so back to Texas and Louisiana. You said Sex Mex. I'm guessing that's an offshoot of Tex-Mex, like the food.
Yes.
And Louisiana had Popeye's porn, which is also an offshoot of food. So I guess in the South, we consolidate stress eating with porn because we were so stressed out about the election that instead of just either stress eating or doing porn, we decided to combine the two together to have stress eating while watching porn.
Coleman, that could be what this is telling us. In Iowa, the state of Iowa, the most popular Pornhub search during election week, yoga pants.
I can see that.
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of women wearing yoga pants now, even in the office. Like coming to work in office buildings. Before, you didn't used to see that much. Usually yoga pants were, women would wear those around the house or maybe just...
Doing yoga, maybe?
Doing yoga. Mm. North Dakota pumpkin is what they looked for.
Okay.
In North Dakota. Yeah. In Connecticut, wedgie nudes.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, some people get turned on by that. People getting wedgies. I want to know what pumpkin smut is in North Dakota.
I'm guessing you cut a hole in a jack-o'-lantern. Never mind. I'm trying to figure out who invented Popeye's porn. And how did that become so popular in Louisiana that I didn't know anything? Because I love Popeye's and I love porn. But I never heard of Popeye's porn. So what it is, you just go to the drive-thru and the woman just berates you? Yeah, you want this chicken and biscuits, don't you? You want these thighs or something like that? Like, what exactly is Popeye's porn?
I have no idea.
And why is it just Popeye's? Why don't we have, like, Chick-fil-A and McDonald's porn? It's Popeye's porn. Or maybe they do and we just don't know about it. Come and get these biscuits.
In New York, New York City and New York State, the most popular search during election week on the website Pornhub was foot job.
New York City!
Foot job. I think Popeye's porn is more normal than foot job.
I don't know. I hear the feet thing is pretty popular on this site called OnlyFans.
In New Jersey, femdom. And then meanwhile, in Mississippi, they're still not sure what it was because their most searched term was a typo.
That sounds about right for Mississippi.
Mississippi, this is according to Pornhub. They say, quote, Mississippi, we hope you found what you were looking for when you searched prawn, P-R-O-N. So I guess they got it mixed up in Mississippi. They got two letters mixed up there.
So they went to Pornhub to search for, I guess it was supposed to be porn. They mixed the O and the R.
Yeah.
Or were they searching for prom night, like P-R-O-M?
No. They just mixed up the two letters.
So they went to porn to search for porn. Okay, that makes sense. That's Mississippi.
So there are some of the state's biggest searches on the website Pornhub during election week.
I'm going home. I have to see what Popeye's porn is, dude. I'm curious. I'm just adding on to the stats of Louisiana. I have to see what this is.
In Louisiana, ours was Popeye's porn. Jesus. What is happening?
I'll give you the full report tonight after I watch it.
Yeah, when you find out what it is, Coleman,
I would definitely tell you what the hell Popeye's porn is.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. And as we sit here this Monday morning, after week 10 in the NFL season, the New Orleans Saints are still the number one seed in the NFC, the National Football Conference, to get to the Super Bowl this year. Beating the team that got to the Super Bowl last year, the San Francisco 49ers, although the San Francisco 49ers are injury depleted this year. Saints easily beat him yesterday. The only negative, Drew Brees got banged up. He hurt his ribs and wasn't able to finish the game. Jameis Winston finished the game at quarterback. What was interesting, the hit where Drew Brees looked like he hurt his ribs, they called a roughing the passer 15-yard penalty on the San Francisco defender on that play. And I don't think that was the right call. That player didn't hit Drew Brees high, didn't hit him in the head. He didn't hit him low because you can't hit the quarterback in the knees. You can't do that. He made no helmet contact with him. He did not drive his weight into Brees' body as he tackled him. Matter of fact, as soon as they hit the ground, the San Francisco defender rolled away from him. But he was still called for a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty. And the Saints caught a break there because that didn't look like a roughing the passer penalty. But Brees stayed in the game and played a little bit longer. But then he came out, and then at halftime, I guess his ribs were bothering him. I know we went for an MRI after the game. We'll see how long he'll be out. The big question is, will Jameis Winston continue to be QB2? Or now that they have a week to practice without Drew Brees, will they move Taysom Hill into QB2? Because Taysom Hill, while Drew Brees is playing, he plays some quarterback, but he also plays some receiver. He plays on special teams. He plays several different positions. It'll be interesting to see what the Saints do if Drew Brees has to miss any time. But Drew Brees, make no bones about it, he is still playing at an elite level in the NFL. He's right up there in the top groups of quarterbacks in the NFL. He's still getting it done. And one other thing, how many Saints fans, how many big-time football fans around here who boycotted this season because of the national anthem situation, the social justice situation, which you don't even see anymore during NFL games? You turn on a game, they don't even show the national anthem. I wonder how many people who boycotted, especially big Saints fans who boycotted, are going to continue to boycott, even as the Saints continue to win, continue to be the number one seed when it comes to chances of getting to the Super Bowl. And I wonder how many big-time Saints fans would sit out and not watch the Saints if they made it to their second Super Bowl in franchise history. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund hanging over and with you. I was just reading about how this group of recent Ivy League graduates are winning lotteries like crazy. They're winning a bunch of them. As a matter of fact, they've had 66 winning lottery tickets. That comes out to over $6.3 million.
Cha-ching!
And the group is being led. The apparent leader of this group is a 27-year-old guy, a recent Princeton University graduate named Manuel Montori IV. He cashed in 61 winning Indiana, the state of Indiana, lottery scratch-off tickets in one day recently. There are three states, Indiana, Missouri, and Washington State, along with the District of Columbia, along with Washington, D.C., where this group of Ivy League graduates continuously hit lotteries. Most of them are scratch-offs. And what they do, I mean, because you're thinking they have to be up to something, and they're obviously smart. They're Ivy League graduates. It looks like they go to these specific states and they buy up every ticket they possibly can. They just, if books of scratch-off tickets come in, they just buy the whole book. Because maybe they're thinking there has to be one or two winners in each book, right? So it's not like they're getting lucky just playing a couple of tickets and winning. It looks like they have a system. And, you know, it costs money to buy books of lottery tickets. So I guess you got to spend money to make money. For instance, this situation I just told you about, how this one guy cashed in 61 winning Indiana lottery scratch-off tickets in a single day recently. All of the winnings came from the same game. It came from one game, the $7 million Mega Cash, which sells for $30 a ticket. Most of this guy's winning tickets were for $1,000, but three of them were for $10,000. That was just one day in one state. He's been on an 18-month winning streak. That's what it looks like.
Well, yeah, you can't lose if you buy the entire book. If you buy an entire book of lottery tickets, you can't lose. Of course you're going to be on a winning streak.
Well, then why aren't more people doing this?
I guess most people never thought about it. Most people don't go to Princeton and Harvard and all this and don't have the fourth in the back of their name, so they never think to do it. I know if I went to go buy a lottery ticket and I want to max out, like just buy as much as I possibly can, I would leave the gas station with four lottery tickets.
Coleman, there are three other Princeton alumni who are associated with an obscure company that this 27-year-old guy who I was telling you about founded last year. The company is called Black Swan Capital, LLC. And it looks like this is what they do. The biggest payday came 1 week after that Indiana lottery bonanza that I just told you about recently. This Montori character collected a $5 million top prize from a scratch-off ticket in Missouri in October. I mean, they won $1 million that one of them collected in a Washington, D.C. lottery. They won $121,000 from the Missouri State Lottery recently. They won another $100,000 from another Washington, D.C. lottery. And the list goes on. But this group, all Princeton University graduates, alumni of Princeton University, and now they all work for the same company that this guy, Manuel Montori, founded. They are consistently winning lottos and lotteries, and many of these are scratch-off.
And this is Black Swan LLC? That's the name of the...
No. The company, yeah, Black Swan Capital LLC.
All right, I'm about to fill out an online application.
You want to try to get a gig with them?
Yeah, Black Swan.
Well, there's four people that work for them, and they're all graduates of Princeton University.
I can probably manipulate some of my resume to... All right, Black Swan Capital. Yeah, I'm about to fill out an application on this next break.
But how about that? Usually, Ivy League graduates, when they graduate, they get jobs in regular companies or corporations or businesses, and they, because they're Ivy League graduates, they're smart, they usually make their way towards the top of those companies. This is wild, because how many people think they have plans to win lotteries, and these are Princeton Ivy League University graduates.
There has to be some trick to it, like counting cards when you play blackjack. They have a system, and they know what's going on. I don't think these are all random.
Well, counting cards while you're playing blackjack, that's a trick of the mind. Mm-hmm. You have to train your mind to do that. But that it's illegal to do in casinos, and you're not supposed. You shouldn't get caught doing that. But if you have the mind power where you could sit there and count cards and remember cards like that, you could make lots of money. Here, with lottery tickets, all they seem to be doing is buying them by the book.
Right, but they're buying, I'm quite sure they're buying certain books at certain locations at certain times. They're not just going to every gas station they run into and buy a book of lottery tickets. I think they have it scouted out, and it's all probabilities. Like, let's get a book from this gas station in Missouri off of 4th Street, and let's get this book in Washington, D.C. around Elm Street. And I think there's a system involved in play that is going to be, we'll see, watch.
They have some system in play.
Right.
Because I don't think this is a coincidence.
Exactly.
So I just thought it was a wild story, because how many people always fantasize about what would I do if I won the lottery? Well, here's 66 winning lottery tickets that equal over $6.3 million for a group of Ivy League students that came out of Princeton University. They got something going on. They have figured something out.
I want to figure it out with them. I'm about to email my resume right quick.
And that's something here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Did you know that in China, pigeon racing is a booming gambling sport? Recently, we've learned a bunch about China, a lot of things about China. But in communist China, pigeon racing is huge. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because over the weekend, this Chinese guy, just bought a pigeon, a Belgian racing pigeon, for $1.9 million.
Cha-ching!
How many times have you seen a pigeon in your life? I was always told that pigeons are basically rats with wings.
No, those are bats. Bats are rats with wings.
Well, pigeons aren't much higher up from what I understood. But evidently, in China, pigeon racing is huge, and this one pigeon just sold over the weekend for $1.9 million.
But John, these can't be the same pigeons that we see in Walmart parking lot. These have to be homing pigeons, the ones that Mike Tyson used to keep caged that can follow their path home naturally, some kind of way, shape, or form.
Well, there are pigeon breeders who breed, I guess these are special pigeons because they fly faster than most other pigeons. And for a while now, people have been buying these racing pigeons off of pigeon breeders. An anonymous Chinese industrialist set the previous record last year by spending $1.4 million on a racing pigeon. And so fast forward to this year, I guess another Chinese industrialist who's teamed up with this other Chinese industrialist bought this new one this past weekend for $1.9 million. And what's interesting about this is out of these two pigeons that are now, that two Chinese guys have spent $3.3 million on two pigeons in the last year. One of them is male and the other is female.
Oh, the pigeons.
Yeah, and the female one selling so high was interesting because usually the male is worth more because the male can produce more offspring.
Ah, I see. Now, does it say if the pigeons race in China, even though they're buying them from Belgium, but does the actual pigeon races happen in the country of China?
Yeah, I believe, because it's huge in China.
You know how good a pigeon's cardio has to be to fly through all that Chinese smog just to win a race?
Yeah, Coleman, and it's interesting because these two pigeons, the last two that sold for a combined $3.3 million, one's male, one's female, they're going to try to get these two together.
Of course.
I mean, these are two of the fastest pigeons in the world on the planet, and if they can do pigeon sex, could you imagine what their offspring would be like? You know what that reminds me of? You remember the American tennis player Andre Agassi?
Vaguely.
He had the long hair. He was from Las Vegas. He was big like, 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. Well, he ended up marrying a professional female tennis player. And, you know, they did professional tennis sex. And you would think a top male professional tennis player in the world doing sex with a top female tennis player in the world, you would think their offspring would have a hell of a backhand.
Did it happen? No.
Their kid plays tennis, But I don't think their kid is a top tennis player. Andre Agassi's wife is Steffi Graf, who was one of the greatest female tennis players in the world for a while. And Andre Agassi was, for a while, the number one male tennis player in the world. They do have kids, but I don't think any of their kids are top-ranked tennis players. Not to my knowledge, because they live here in the United States, and America just does not put out the greatest tennis players.
Not even the Williams sisters? I think they were pretty good.
Well, obviously, Serena Williams is the greatest female tennis player, and you're right, she is American. But if you look at the rest of the top female tennis players in the world, there aren't very many Americans. And when it comes to men, there are hardly any American males who are really highly ranked when it comes to tennis players.
I often wonder what would happen if you take Usain Bolt's genes and then Michael Phelps' genes and use that to clone another person. Like, would it be the fastest person on land and water at the same time? Or would it end up being like a bass player or something like that?
Good question. I don't know.
Usain Bolt?
Usain Bolt is from Jamaica. I don't know what his swimming skills are. And I know he's the fastest human being.
On land, right.
On land, and I know he was. I mean, he's starting to get old now.
And Michael Phelps, the fastest human being in water. So you take the fastest human being in water and mix it with the fastest human being on land, you can have the fastest person on land, sea, and I would say air, but we haven't learned how to fly yet.
That would be something. I still think about those Olympics 4 years ago, those Summer Olympics, when Usain Bolt just flew by everybody. I mean, you're talking about the fastest human beings on Earth, and there they are. And he not only won, he beat them easily. I mean, easily. It wasn't even close. With 100 meters and the 200 meters, and it wasn't even close. And these are the fastest human beings on Earth. But Usain Bolt was. I wonder if he's going to go. Now he said he retired. But I wonder if he's going to try again.
No, I think he's going to stay retired. I think he's a man of his word.
One more Olympics, but that guy was something else. Anyway, I thought this story was something. I had no idea that in China, racing pigeons is an immense gambling sport. Pigeon racing.
I think the entirety of 2020 is evidence that there's a lot we don't know about China.
I mean, you know, you think you throw a bird in the sky, it's just going to go anywhere. But evidently, they go on a straight line. They go.
No, they're homing pigeons. All you have to do is, like, if you set up their home, and no matter where you put them at, when you let them go, they fly straight to their home. So whoever gets to their home the fastest, that's the fastest homing pigeon. So, you know, if you're spending $1 million on a Belgium homing pigeon, I'm quite sure you can get to his home, whew, Usain Bolt style.
That's a lot like Americans after work. Most Americans, they go straight home after work, you know.
I'll stop at the bar. It depends.
Well, this past weekend, a prized racing pigeon out of Belgium sold for $1.9 million at auction. A Chinese guy bought it, and he's going to race it back in China, where pigeon racing is an immense gambling sport over there.
I'm going to grab a pigeon from Walmart and see if I can train it to race one of these Belgian pigeons and see what happens.
You really do learn new things all the time. All right, coming up on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And what is it with people, especially here in the United States, lying about what they do for a living to try to get something free? Stay tuned for that on the dumbest thing I read all morning coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to a new study, the most unhealthful fast food item the most unhealthy fast food item is Wendy's Pretzel Bacon Pub Triple Cheeseburger. That has 1,910 milligrams of sodium. It has 45 grams of fat, and it is 1,520 calories. It's recommended by 4 out of 5 financially strapped cardio surgeons. Yeah, those cardiac surgeons are telling you, hey, go. Can you imagine that? Eating 1,520 calories at one serving. You know, I watched that show, My 600-Pound Life.
Yeah.
And when those folks go to the doctor puts them on a 1,200-calorie-a-day diet. 1,200 calories a day. This one sandwich, the Wendy's Pretzel Bacon Pub Triple Cheeseburger, has 1,520 calories. And it's got almost 2,000 milligrams of sodium.
And somebody's buying it and eating it.
Isn't that something? Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I've read all morning. And I don't know what's with some people who keep lying about who they are and what they do for a living to get free stuff. Wait to hear this story. Next, on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. How about Dustin Johnson winning the Masters yesterday? He's the number one ranked golfer in the world. It was his second major. He won a U.S. Open. Now he won a Masters. And after he won the Masters yesterday, his girlfriend of 7 years, the mother of his two children, Wayne Gretzky's daughter, Paulina Gretzky, who is a stunning blonde model and singer. She runs onto the green, and she jumped in his arms, and social media went nuts. They're like, man, the guy wins the Masters, and he gets to hang out with that? Well, he probably gets to hang out with that because he's able to win the Masters. Think about her for a second. Her father, for many years, was the greatest ice hockey player on the planet, on planet Earth. Now she does sex with the greatest golfer on planet Earth. Wow. Yeah, but she looked incredible when she ran on the green and hugged DJ. So good for Dustin Johnson. I've always liked him. And he's incredible the way he hits the ball, the power, and then the touch. And
that's the same thing she said.
And then yesterday, Coleman, he not only won the Masters, he broke the record for the lowest score ever at that historic golf course in Augusta, Georgia, at that historic tournament, the Masters. And it was 7 months late this year because of coronavirus, but he won it. All right, let me tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Tourist arrested for posing as a United States Marshal to get discounts at a Pigeon Forge, Tennessee hotel. What is it with people pretending to be something that they're not? Remember last week we had a couple like this?
Yeah, FBI agent trying to get free Chick-fil-A.
That's right. Well, here, a guy from Indiana, he conned a Pigeon Forge, Tennessee hotel into giving him thousands of dollars in discounts as he posed as a United States Marshal, complete with a fake badge, has pleaded guilty to impersonating a law enforcement officer.
I mean, if you're all going to do it, you would go with the U.S. Marshals. That's like the least popular law enforcement. Like, if you say you're FBI or you say you're state trooper, it's like, okay, we can figure that out. But U.S. Marshals, there's not many of them around.
No, when I hear U.S. Marshals, I think of Tommy Lee Jones.
You're thinking of the movie.
Robert Downey Jr. Well, I want to know who these people at the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee hotel were who gave him thousands of dollars in discounts.
Cha-ching. Well, they apparently backed the blue.
Well, a suspicious hotel manager partnered with the real United States Marshals to arrest him. Anthony Taylor entered a guilty plea in United States District Court.
Tony.
For years of tricking Spring Hill Suites hotel desk clerks. So I guess he would just go all over the place because he knew that he could trick the people who worked in this particular companies at their hotel front desks. The plea agreement explains that he received at least 10 discounts over a five-year period, totaling about $3,000.
Okay, well, at least he spaced it out. He didn't go there every weekend and try to pull this off. He spaced it out a few months at a time.
This was a five-year con. At least 10 discounts, totaling around $3,000. The defendant always paid in cash and on more than one occasion told the desk clerk collecting the payment to wash her hands after handling the money, as it was confiscated drug money he had received as bonuses for his arrests, according to the United States Attorney.
Time out. So he got this desk clerk to believe that the cash money that he was spending was contraband confiscated money from drugs, and told her that. So she thought that that's what they do with the confiscated drug money. They give it to the police officers as the drug money itself. Like, hey, man, you had this big bus. It's $500,000 worth of cocaine. Here's your some of the money. You go spend it. Wild out.
While some of these hotel front desk workers believe that, Coleman, on at least 10 different occasions from 2014 to 2019, over a five-year span, he flashed a badge, claimed to be a deputy United States Marshal, entitled to discounts that were offered to government employees.
You know, real police officers and real government agencies and real military, they don't ask for discounts. They don't say, hey, can I get a military? We just give it to them, you know?
Well, it was like when we did the woman who said she worked for the FBI last week in Georgia trying to get to Chick-fil-A. And then, you know, give me Chick-fil-A or I will arrest you. You know, FBI, cops don't work like that. And then when they were dragging her out in handcuffs, she was talking to a fake microphone underneath her shirt.
She's committed to the bit
all
the way.
Yeah, she really did commit to the bit. She really did. So they finally got set up and they got busted, and he was with his wife when he was busted.
So the wife was in on the con too?
Well, she enjoyed staying in the hotel for free.
Why are we single again?
Yeah, well, I have a couple of issues. Maybe some other day we'll get into that, Coleman. But anyways, the tourist who was arrested for posing as a United States Marshal to get discounts at different hotels, and he was arrested in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's the dumbest. Well, it worked for 5 years, but this morning it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. These people who are official like this, they do not. If they're official, they will not tell you, "I deserve this for free. Give it to me because I'm official."
Exactly.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.